Welcome to Unabridged, the weekly podcast where teachers take on books. We're your hosts. I'm Jen, and I'm here today with Ashley and Sarah. We'll chat about our book club's pick of the month, discuss selected young adult novels, recommend related books, and share our nerdy English teacher love of reading. To follow along with our schedule, visit our website, unabridgedpod.com, where the books we read are linked for purchase. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at UnabridgedPod, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or Podbean, and please take a moment to rate us on iTunes. You want opinions about books? We've got them.
Today we are going to be talking about book-to-screen adaptations. We are going to talk about the good ones and the not-so-good ones. What do you think, girls? Do you want to start with our bad ones and then move into a more positive note to end the episode?
Good. Sure.
Sounds good.
I'll start us off. I thought of two. Personally, there are so many because I love books so much. I feel like it's just so hard to adapt a book that I love to something that I'm going to love on the screen.
Yeah.
But two that I thought were particularly bad were The Outsiders. The book by S.C. Hinton. So this is one of my favorite books. I taught it for years, and I just love these characters so much, and probably because I've read it so much, so it's probably not fair to the movie. But the movie, which my students tended to really like, I just felt like was just so, it did not get into the heart of the book. It was just more of a really bland telling of the story, but it didn't get into these emotions. And there are some really serious stuff that happens in the book that I did not feel was as developed in the movie. The movie is full of lots of very handsome boys,
yes,
but they just it just is I felt like it was subpar in terms of the adaptation. I felt like the book was just so much better. And the other is the Divergent series, particularly, I mean, honestly, for that whole series, I really liked the first book, and I felt like it got progressively worse for me as it went on.
Yes.
I just did not think that was a particularly good adaptation. I felt like it had potential, especially the first book, but I just did not feel like it was executed very well. And the casting was not my favorite, just in general for the whole cast. And I don't know, it just didn't translate well for me on the screen. So those are my two, The Outsiders and particularly Divergent out of the series.
So this is Jen. I had high hopes for The Dark Tower because that is one of my favorite books and my favorite series. So the first book in The Dark Tower series is called The Gunslinger, and before the movie came out, I had heard some bad reviews, but I still was hoping that, you know, I can accept a lot. There was a lot of willing suspension of disbelief in this person. It was not good. And, I mean, Idris Elba is amazing, and I love him. He could not save the movie. It was like it took everything that made that book complex and interesting and looked at the friendship between this group of people, and it just sucked it all out of it to be this empty set of tropes. And so I was really, really sad when I saw the movie, because it was just like this action movie instead of having the depth that the series had. So unfortunately, my worst fears were realized.
This is Ashley, and I wanted to talk about Everything Everything, which is a novel we've talked about on our podcast, and all really enjoyed, by Nicola Yoon. But the movie adaptation was just disappointing. I think that there were things that they did in it that were interesting. A lot of the cleverness of the story is the way that the characters correspond with each other, and so like they're IMing and texting and stuff. And I think they tried to do some interesting things in the movie to demonstrate that, but those things did not work very well for me. And I also felt like it just kind of whitewashed the movie. Like it made it seem like any other sort of YA typical, all about the romance story, and I didn't feel like the book was that way at all. Mm-hmm. I just didn't think it preserved a lot of the uniqueness and strength of the characters and the way that their voices were so unique. And I also thought that there were problematic things that happened in the book, but that you could empathize with the different characters, whereas in the movie it felt more like there were times where you wanted to blame the mom for the situation. Mm-hmm. Everything just felt a lot flatter and less nuanced. And I know that some of that is just, you know, the nature of time, like that they don't have as much time to tell the story. But I also just felt like it, yeah, it just took away a lot of the voice of the characters that maybe could have been preserved some to keep the strength of the novel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Okay, so now we can transition into better news, at least for ourselves, I guess, because maybe we won't agree with each other. So I have, again, two, because I love movies and I watch quite a few of them. So I thought that two that I thought that were pretty good. One is The Fault in Our Stars, based on the novel by John Green, which we all know that I love him. And I thought that it was pretty, I thought it was done pretty well. Like I had a strong reaction to the movie. I almost think that I was more devastated while I was watching the movie than I was when I read the book. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was because I read the book over time and then the movie I watched all by myself in a hotel room. And it was all this at one time. And I called my mother and I was like, I just watched the worst movie and it was so good. But, and I mean, I was just devastated. And I just felt like that is, I mean, that's the appropriate reaction to this story. Yeah. Lovely and tragic at the same time. And so I thought that was pretty well done. And what is really interesting is I thought this was very well cast, and the female protagonist in The Fault in Our Stars is the same female protagonist in terms of actress as Divergent, but I thought that this one was really well cast. Mm-hmm. I thought she did a great job. So just shows the material matters.
Her love interest in Fault in Our Stars is her brother
in Divergent. It's always I feel a little weird.
Because Fault in Our Stars came first and you saw the romance, and then yeah, that was weird. Uh-huh. Good point. And then my other one that I think was really well done for such a breadth of material was the Harry Potter series, the movies. Because, you know, I mean, they're as almost, not quite, but as almost as beloved for me as the books. And they're long, and they are, I mean, they really cover a lot of the material. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I love those characters, and I think they were so well cast, and they took so much time to make sure that things were just so, that I just really, I mean, I think they did a very good job, and I just adore those movies. And there are not many movies that are based on books that I can say that I adore. And I love those movies, and I've watched them so many times.
I'm glad you said that, Sarah, because I didn't list that one, and I was thinking of all the book to movie adaptations. Yeah, I definitely love those the most.
Yes.
As far as they hold up on their own right and, yeah, can be watched again and again. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So great.
Yes.
So mine are both. I will say the book is almost always better than the movie, but I have cheated a little bit and I have chosen two book to screen adaptations where I don't think the book is that great and it has ended in being something really compelling. So the first is one that will not surprise any movie lovers, but The Godfather is brilliant, brilliant, brilliant movie. I mean, the development of the character and the way that the scenes are staged, and there's symbolism in the way they build the characters and the way you see the arc of the family and of the individual people within it. And I read the book after I saw the movie, and it was fine, but it was like, yeah, there was not the depth that there is in the movie, and there was not the sense of, like, I think that's almost a Shakespearean tragedy. Like, there's not that sense that there's just this fate that is hanging over people. I think that's so much better done in the movie. The other one is a much more modern one. This is a series that is on right now, and it's The 100. And this is a YA, based on a YA novel. I've only read the first. I think it's actually a series. And the book was decidedly fine. I read it. And then the series is just great. So the premise is, it's in the future. Earth has become uninhabitable because of a nuclear event. And so humanity has survived by living in basically this gigantic space station. But we've been off the Earth for a long time, and the oxygen system is running or is breaking down or something. It's been a while since I watched the first season. And so they feel like we're going to have to return to Earth. So they choose 100 kids who are criminals. They have, otherwise they would be put to death. They would be floated, but they're going to give them this chance. They're going to send them to Earth to see if Earth is now safe for people to live there.
Well, that sounds really compelling.
It is so good. And so there's all this, there's a lot about the dynamics of groups. There's a lot about who people are in groups versus who they are as individuals. There's a great deal about the adult leadership of, I don't know, of the space station, and then the way those decisions, some of them very difficult, are viewed by the 100 young people who have now been floated to Earth. So, for example, there's a rule that every family can only have one child. And if you have another child, you have to kill them because there's only room for so many people on the space station. So one of the people who's floated had hidden under the floorboards of her family's room for her entire life, and now she's 15 and she's being sent to Earth, which could be still irradiated. Anyway, it is so good. And yeah, I don't want to give any spoilers, but every season there's more complexity. There's more consideration of what people do to survive, what good decisions are, like how, what it takes to be good. It's just, it has some hard questions, and the people that you think are your heroes sometimes do really awful things, and then suddenly, yeah, I find myself okay with them, and then, you know, it's that whole shifting morality. So anyway,
is that a series on like Netflix or?
It's on the CW, I think.
Oh, okay.
I always stream it on Netflix though, so
okay.
But I'm a season behind typically. Yeah,
good to know.
Yeah, that sounds great.
That does.
So this was a hard one for me. I do not watch a whole lot of movies at all. And so particularly at this point in my life, and so I was kind of stretching. So I wish I'd thought of Harry Potter, the quintessential, go-to for this particular thing. But I thought that the Hobbit movies mm-hmm. really held up for me. My family very much loves, J.R.R. Tolkien, and, you know, read all of his books, when I was a kid, like they were read to me mm-hmm. often. And so I didn't love them as much as my dad and sister do as a child, but then have come to really enjoy the stories more as an adult. I mean, I like fantasy a lot more than I did when I was younger. And so a lot of his world building and those kinds of things I really enjoy. So I had read The Hobbit prior to the first movie coming out. And, you know, I was sort of, all the criticism that came out about it. I mean, people were like, well, how are they going to stretch this into 3 movies? Mm-hmm. Why do the stretching instead of just making it a movie? But I really felt like I thought they fit together well. Mm-hmm. I loved the way that they built over time. And I mean, I've watched them a couple of times, and I thought watching them again that they did a great job of holding true to the original story, but also incorporating some of his other world elements from some of his other stories, and I thought it all worked together mm-hmm. really nicely, and I loved the way the characters interacted with each other. So I mean, I just think I just really appreciated each movie individually, and then also the way they fit together as a series. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was really enjoyable.
I've never watched those.
Oh, they're great.
Nor true, yeah. Have I watched Lord of the Rings.
I like Lord of the Rings more.
I do too. I like Lord of the Rings more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I feel like you know, I thought the Hobbit ones were you know, turned out well, mm-hmm. all things considered. Mm-hmm. So,
do you have comments or opinions about what you heard today? We would love to hear them. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher, on Instagram and Twitter @UnabridgedPod, and on the web @unabridgedpod.com. Thanks for listening to Unabridged.